At the beginning of August, the Milwaukee metro area experienced record-breaking rainfall and flash flooding. The National Weather Service reported nearly a foot of rain fell in eastern Waukesha County and northern and western Milwaukee County between August 9th and August 10th. 2 months later, people are still grappling with the aftermath of those storms. Businesses and homeowners are still dealing with damage from backed-up sewage, and the city of Milwaukee has deemed dozens of homes uninhabitable. Throughout the month of October, a pair of disaster recovery centers in Milwaukee are providing in-person assistance to those who are applying for help through FEMA. 70-year-old Valley Hollins is one of those people. She spoke to WPR about her ongoing challenges and what it takes to apply for federal flood relief.
Take us a little bit to that night. It was, you know, August 9th into the 10th. The National Weather Service says that about a foot of rain fell in that Milwaukee area. The rain starts coming down. Take us through what you're thinking, what you're seeing, and what you did.
I did not realize how much the storm had picked up until the wind started blowing really hard. And my neighbor to the north of me had a huge oak tree in his yard. And it wasn't until that oak tree fell down that we realized how bad the storm was. The wind picked up first and then the rain came, and it was like you couldn't even see out the window. It was so heavy. And that's when I first got scared, and then when my neighbor's tree fell down, just barely missing my yard, that's when I really got scared. And it wasn't until the next morning that I opened my basement door, and that's when I saw the water.
How flooded was it? Was there a ton of damage? Was there any sort of nasty smell in there? What was it like?
I called my son, and he said, do not go down in that basement. But when I opened the door, it was like this pungent, musty odor. We had a similar flood back in 2010, and so after that flood, we had taken everything out of the basement and what few things that were down there. Luckily, they were in plastic bins. After about a week of getting the water out and stuff, I had a couple people to come out and they tested my furnace and my hot water heater. They said, give it another couple weeks, and then they came back and they are functioning, but we don't know how well they will function over the winter.
Have you had one of those FEMA inspectors come through and look at the damage? What's it been like so far?
I did talk to FEMA. I also went online and started an application. I have not heard anything from anyone, and so that's why I said that I would physically come up to this location to see if I can get some answers and some help.
What are you hoping that this grant assistance, if it goes through, if you are able to get some sort of recovery money, what would that mean for you?
That would be everything to me. Unfortunately, when I checked with my insurance company, they said that I did not have flood insurance. And so, you know, having to come out of pocket to fix everything would mean that I would have to take out a loan. At my age, I don't know how well I would qualify. So I'm just praying that FEMA comes through for me.
What do you think that people should know about this historic flooding that came through the area, and people like yourself who are trying to go through all the processes that are out there to try and get some assistance?
I'm hoping that once I get the repairs done, that they will be able to install some type of barrier around my home that would help to keep the water out. I have been told that I need better gutters, and just pray. Gotta trust in God. Have faith.
Thank you so much, Valley. I really, really appreciate you spending some time, and I hope you're able to get some of the answers you need here.
Thank you.
That was Valley Hollins of the Harambe neighborhood talking about what it takes to apply for federal flood relief after those storms hit the Milwaukee area in August.